Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, so I got a text here that says, Charlie, it's time to join Elon Musk's party. A ballroom in the White House? Well, my answer to that is, first of all, why not? Why not have a ballroom in the White House? Don't you think it would be great to go to a ball in the White House? But you see, this is what happens when people trust the Democrats. And that's what gets me. I don't understand it. These so-called Republicans out there, the Democrats will say something and they will believe it. Now, I want you to remember that the Democrats, I want you to remember exactly what they're against. They're against secure borders. They're against securing the election. They're against U.S. energy independence. They're against getting tough on crime. They don't want to protect the unborn. They don't want to stop child genital mutilation. They don't want parents to decide for their kids. They don't want school choice. They don't want to defend the Constitution. And they never want to put America first. But for some reason, people will believe everything they say. I personally believe nothing they say. I assume that everything that comes out of a Democrat's mouth is a bald-faced lie. 100%. And I'm going to play for you a clip here. This is Chuck Schumer talking about the new White House ballroom.
Here's even something more confounding. Some breaking news. Just now, the White House announced construction of a $200 million White House ballroom that will begin in September. A $200 million ballroom. Where'd this money come from? Did Congress appropriate it? I don't think so. It's almost like DOGE was never about waste at all.
So where did the money come from? Well, here's your answer.
President Trump and other donors have generously committed to donating the funds necessary to build this approximately $200 million structure.
So it's not taxpayer money. It's President Trump and donors that are kicking in the $200 million for this ballroom. No, where we go? Where is DOGE? All of a sudden, what? Chuck Schumer likes DOGE now? Is that what you're trying to tell me? They lie. Everything they say is a lie. I think it's great that President Trump and other donors have gotten together to do a ballroom. I think that's going to be awesome. President Trump, I would like an invitation to the ballroom, if you don't mind. I do a pretty good waltz. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. So, all right, the WORD talk line, 800-905-0989. That's also the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. So basically, the newly declassified documents that we have had prove that Hillary Clinton concocted the Russiagate collusion hoax and that CrowdStrike was to act as the media mouthpiece in the absence of actual evidence. Now, CrowdStrike, you might remember that company. CrowdStrike, when the Democrats were screaming that, oh, the Russians hacked into our database. The Russians hacked into our servers here at the DNC. Oh, woe is us. What are we going to do about it? So then the FBI shows up and they go, wait a minute, FBI's here. We hear that the Russians hacked into your servers. Can we have them? No, you can't have our servers. Well, why not? Because we already gave them to somebody. You gave your You're saying that the Russians hacked into your servers and you gave them to somebody? Who did you give them to? I'm sorry, what was it? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Who was that? CrowdStrike. We gave them to CrowdStrike. And CrowdStrike is they're doing the investigation. So we don't need you here. Look at, I mean, you've got CrowdStrike CEO directly lying to the camera. Let's take you back and let you listen to this for a second.
These days, however, and importantly, he is the chief security officer at CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike is the firm, Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, approached by the FBI, by the government, as a vendor, either once this attack was discovered or in a preventative manner. Either way, tell us what you know about this attack.
Yeah, Brian, we actually were called by the DNC through their counsel when they saw...
You see, Brian Williams tried to make it look like the FBI called him in, but it was the DNC.
That there were some irregularities. They were concerned about potential breach within their environment. We came in, did our typical incident response. We deployed certain pieces of technology that we use to try to get some visibility into the extent, the depth, and breadth of this particular breach. In the course of this, working very closely with the IT staff of the DNC, we were able to identify with a very high degree of confidence a group that we have attributed back to the Russian government.
Russia, Russia, Russia. This is the same CrowdStrike that told us that the DNC servers connected to Seth Rich was hacked by the Russians. But according to these documents, they knew that Russia did not hack the election. Not only this, but he was also the former executive director of the FBI. Everybody was in on it. This was a coup happening right in front of our eyes. Listen to this email. HRC approved Julia's idea about Trump and Russia hackers hampering the elections. In absence of direct evidence, CrowdStrike and Threat Connect will supply the media. When Trump highlighted the fact that they were hidden CrowdStrike servers in Ukraine, they were hidden CrowdStrike servers in Ukraine. He was literally impeached for it. That's what the call was about. That's what the perfect call was about. When he said, you guys need to be looking into CrowdStrike. That's why Lieutenant Colonel Vindman decided that he knew more about American foreign policy than the president, and they started the impeachment process. You see how this all ties in together? You see how it all goes back to Hillary Clinton? Barack Obama, John Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Loretta Lynch. It all goes back to them. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show. News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Zoran Mamdani wants to be the mayor of New York. And we all know with this guy, we all know he's a radical leftist. He's a Marxist, pure and simple. That's what he is. But you know what? Here's something that a lot of these young heads full of mush don't realize, that even with socialism, there's always a top 1%. Even with it, there's somebody that's eating and a whole lot of people that aren't. I'll never forget that press conference with by Maduro down in Venezuela when he was telling his citizens, and you can look this up, he was telling his citizens that they've got to tighten their belt. And during that interview, he reached into his desk drawer and he pulled out a beautiful empanada and he took a big old bite. And that was a message to all of those people down in Venezuela that he was in charge, that he was not going to be losing 25 pounds like the average Venezuelan. There's always a top 1%. And Zohran Mamdani definitely wants to be in the top 1%. We'll get to that in just a second. But now, because of what happened in New York, he wants to ban what he calls assault weapons.
And as New Yorkers across the five boroughs and Americans across the country mourn this mass shooting, we are reminded that no matter how strong our gun laws are in this state, we are only as safe as the weakest laws in this nation. And so in this moment, the onus is on all of us to follow the words of Alan's brother and to put forward a vision of stronger gun laws. And I echo the call from Governor Hochul for a nationwide ban on assault rifles.
Here's the thing, though. They can't even define what an assault rifle is. And I've given you this example 100 times. You could go to Palmetto State Armory and you can buy an AR-15. You could put it on a table. You could get a Ruger Mini 14 and put it on right there on the same table. And you could ask people, which one of these is an assault rifle? Well, they'll all point to the AR-15, right? Oh, that's it. I know what an assault rifle is. That's the one right there. Well, what about this one? What about the Ruger Mini 14? No. That's got a wood foregrip and it's got a wood stock on it. That looks like something my granddad had. No. The other one, that's the assault rifle. When ultimately, when you break it down, they're the same rifle. They fire the same rounds, they use the same magazine, same capacity, same caliber. However, I will say the Mini 14 kicks a little more than the AR-15 just because of the construction. But they don't know what an assault rifle is. Oh, no, we've got assault rifles. They've fired 3,000 rounds a minute. Like, really? Wow. If you did that, those barrels would melt down. I saw a woman that held up a sign. She said, an assault rifle creates a hole this big. And it was about a hole about as big as a cantaloupe. And that told me, he's an AR-15 creates a hole this big. And that told me this woman knows nothing about an AR-15. It's basically a glorified .22. There's a little more powder behind it. They know nothing. Even under the Biden administration, their director of the ATF couldn't even give a definition of what an assault rifle is. They don't know. But they know we got to get rid of them. Now, Zohran Mamdani, Mamdani, just got back from a trip to Africa. Now, let me ask you something. In the heat of a mayoral race, do you think you just up and leave the country? I'm not talking about he left the city. I'm not talking about he left the state. He left the country. And we went over to Africa. I think it was raising some funds over there or something. But anyway, this is a guy that had armed guards at his wedding. Paid armed guards at his wedding. Why? Because he wanted to be protected. And this is the same thing that all of these Democrats do. They're out there, oh, they want to take away your right to protect yourself, but they want to be able to keep their right to protect themselves with the same exact firearm. The hypocrisy is absolutely unbelievable. So let's go to Brad in Lawrence. Brad, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. I just want to make a point. I'm a 23-year Army infantry vet.
Yep.
The rifles are semi-automatic rifles, either way you break it down.
Right.
The person carrying that rifle is the assaulter.
Yep. Exactly right.
So I don't know where everybody gets this AR stands for assault rifle. It does not. It stands for Armalite.
Right. Yeah. That's all it is, because they're uninformed, Brad. But they don't want to be informed. I appreciate it, but he's right. It doesn't stand for assault rifle. It's Armalite, AR, and that's the model. They're ridiculous. But again, like I said, if praying to God it never happens, but if socialism ever takes over in this country, it's going to be just the same way it has been everywhere else. They're going to be protected. They're going to be the ones that go eat. It's everybody else that's going to be suffering equally. And that's all that socialism does, is it spreads the misery around equally. Let's go to Jeff and Easley to talk about Mom Donnie. What do you think, Jeff? Wait a minute. Hold on, Jeff. There you are. I can hear you now, pal.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, bud.
We're about to get some relief from this weather. I know that.
Yeah, man. What's going on with that? It's going to feel like a fall day coming up in a couple of days. Yeah.
I know, man. I'm going to wake up Sunday and think it's deer season or something.
Exactly. What's up?
Anyway, I just won't take me but a second, but if this Mondami or Mon Idiot, whatever you want to call him, if he's such an outstanding citizen over there, why has he got to have armed guards to protect him in his own country? That's what I want to know.
He does. He doesn't want you to be protected, but he certainly wants to protect himself. That is the hypocrisy.
Exactly.
Hypocrisy of all of those people on the left. I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you, buddy. But that's just the way they are. But we got all these young college kids out there, and they're like, oh, we got to have socialism. Well, it never works. Oh, but we haven't tried it yet. Yeah, well, you don't have to hit yourself in it. My grandfather told me one time, he said, boy, you don't have to hit yourself in the head with a hammer to know it hurts. You just got to watch somebody else hit themselves in the head with a hammer. And I was like, point well taken. And I think that might have... That might have come from the fact that, I've never told this story on the radio. When we were little, my sister and I, and yeah, I have a sister. I know I don't talk about them much, but I have siblings. We had just had a sandbox built, and some of the tools were still laying around. And one of those tools was a ball peen hammer. And apparently I was a real big fan of the Three Stooges at the time, and I picked up... picked up the hammer and whacked my sister in the head with it. Oh, yep. Never forgot that one. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show. News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And welcome back to the program. Glad to have you along with us. Well, this whole thing with Hillary Clinton, this was all a plan, okay? All of this stuff was a plan. Everything to get Trump was nothing but an elaborate plan hatched by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the intelligence communities. And then when Joe Biden got in office, you see, 2016, that was when the plan was hatched to stop Donald Trump from getting into the White House. That was unsuccessful. So after that, that is when they went into phase two, and that was to delegitimize the presidency. And that's all we heard from the Democrats. Delegitimize the presidency. They said this guy was an illegitimate president. We heard that time and time again. Illegitimate president. Even Jimmy Carter came out and said, I don't see him as legitimate because, you know, the Russians hacked into the elections. Well, we all found out that wasn't true. They wanted, this was a coup that was going on right before our eyes. They wanted Mike Pence ultimately to enact, or they wanted an impeachment and a removal. They wanted to impeach Donald Trump because of this phone call that he made to Ukraine warning them about CrowdStrike. That's when they were like, he's about to drop the ball on all of this stuff. Let's go ahead and impeach him. And some Republicans went along with this ridiculousness. So they wanted to impeach in the House and remove in the Senate. And when that didn't happen, then they had to go to the next phase of the plan. So you got tried to keep him out of the White House, 2016. After 2016, delegitimize the president, try to get him removed using impeachment. But keep that pressure on. So then in 2020, they really went full bore with the plan. And we've all seen the big, you remember the spike? Remember when you went to bed that night? Donald Trump was winning. He had all of the swing states. All of the bellwether states were going his way. All of the bellwether counties were going his way. And you woke up the next morning or later on that night and you saw this huge spike where all of a sudden all of these votes for Joe Biden came in. And everybody thought, well, that was kind of weird. No, it wasn't weird. It was planned. It was planned by the Democrats. So now that Trump is out of office, now they got to make sure he doesn't get back into office. So now let's use lawfare. Let's sue him for this. Let's get E. Jean Carroll to make up some story that she fantasized about him sexually assaulting her. Let's go get Letitia James to file a lawsuit for fraud when nobody accused the president of fraud. Let's go get Nathan Wade to drum up these charges where his office really had no jurisdiction about improperly putting down this payment to Stormy Daniels as a campaign expense. Let's go get Fannie Willis in Fulton County, and let's try to take this guy down. Let's do it. Well, none of those things worked. Dang it. There's got to be something. Oh, wait a minute. We've got Donald Trump. Let's go raid Mar-a-Lago. Let's go raid Mar-a-Lago and see what he's got. Well, we've already know what he's got. We were just there last month. Doesn't matter. Go back in. Cover all of these files with top secret top sheets and post that picture online. Let's do that. Oh, by the way, make a big mess. Make it look like Donald Trump is a messy guy. Make it a big mess and make it look like he's got classified information in Mar-a-Lago. So they did that. Did any of these Republicans complain about that? Did Lindsey Graham scream about that? Did Tim Scott scream about that? I'll never forget. And this was the break on my side between me and Tim Scott when he said, let's just see how this plays out. Oh, okay. That makes sense. So then they tried to get him with that. Well, meanwhile, we find out that Joe Biden's got all of these documents at Penn Center and everywhere else out in Rehoboth and all over the place in his garage. But no. Joe Biden is too senile to stand trial. Then we find out that Mike Pence has classified documents in his private offices. Now, Mike Pence does, the president has the ability to declassify things at the moment he decides they're declassified. The vice president does not have that luxury. Any charges filed against Mike Pence? No, of course not. Were charges filed against Donald Trump? Yes, they were. So they appointed Jack Smith as independent prosecutor. Now, you're not supposed to appoint an independent prosecutor or special counsel if this person does not actually work for the United States government. And Jack Smith did not work for the United States government. He was just some private citizen. But Jack Smith went after Donald Trump. Not only did he go after Donald Trump over the files at Mar-a-Lago, he also went after Donald Trump for trying to interfere in the election, something that the Democrats have been doing since 2016. Pretty darn good movie we're watching here, isn't it? Quite the spy thriller we've got going on. Oh, Charlie, you skipped over the plandemic, which helped them pull off the deep. You're exactly right. So then they come up with all of this stuff. When the mainstream media was telling you, do not worry about COVID, what you really need to worry about is the seasonal flu. COVID isn't a big deal. Well, all of a sudden, the flu goes away and everybody's got COVID. So now the Democrats do the mail-out vote, the mail-out ballots, and that's what they were. They weren't mail-in. They were mail-out ballots. They did the ballot boxes, and those were stuffed. So now you got all that adding up. So now you got Jack Smith going back to January 6th trying to claim that Donald Trump interfered in the election. Oh, okay. I got you. Well, maybe Jack Smith might be getting a taste of his own medicine. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton has asked the Federal Office of Special Counsel for an investigation of Special Counsel Jack Smith, the leftist who was assigned to orchestrate a large part of the Democrats' lawfare against President Donald Trump. His cases went away when Trump was elected to his second term, but they involved a wide range of accusations, including the January 6th protests at the Capitol, election actions, and more. Cotton wrote, "I am requesting that the Office of Special Counsel investigate whether Jack Smith, Special Counsel for Attorney General Merrick Garland, unlawfully took political actions to influence the 2024 election to harm then-candidate President Donald Trump. As the Office of the Special Counsel is tasked with ensuring federal employees aren't conducting partisan political activity under the guise of their federal employment, you are well situated to determine whether Smith broke the law." Anybody out there think Jack Smith didn't break the law? Of course not. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show. News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. Well, it hasn't started yet, but the Spartanburg County Sheriff's debate is about to get underway, and you can go check that out. You can check out what's going on right now over at the 98.9 WRD Facebook page, and I believe once the debate gets started, hasn't started just yet. The stage is still clear. They're getting all that ready. But once the debate starts, I believe you'll be able to stream it live over on 98.9WORD.com, at least that is what I have been told. Well, the Democrats, they disapprove everything. Everything that you're for, the Democrats are against. It doesn't matter what it is. I just told you not long ago, a couple hours ago, that the president has signed a executive order reinstating the presidential fitness test. Now, this was something that was first initiated by JFK, one of the Democrats' heroes. So now President Trump bringing it back. I will guarantee you that coming up very soon, they're going to start telling us about how racist and sexist and homophobic and Islamophobic and all and body shaming. They're going to go heavy on the body shaming. That's why they don't like Sydney Sweeney in that ad from American Eagle. Because they've been trying to do this. They've been trying to bring up normalizing obesity in this country since Joe Biden got into office. That's what they, there was even, I don't know if they were successful in this, but they even had these forms where if you went to the doctor, you could refuse to get on the scale because that was some form of body shaming. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go to Glenn in Hollywood and talk to him. Glenn, welcome.
Thank you, Charlie. Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
I seem to remember, like, years ago, back in 2016, that it was all proven about Hillary funding and instigating the whole Russian collusion FISA baloney.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, why is it, you know, coming up now? Why hasn't she been prosecuted?
Well, because we've had the Democrats in office, and we had Merrick Garland there, and he certainly wasn't going to prosecute anybody.
Right. And I wonder if it's all going to be swept under the rug like it typically is lately. You know, you get, you know, accused and prosecuted, and then nothing happens to the people.
I hope not.
I'm hoping not as well.
I mean, we have seen so much of this information coming out. Glenn, I appreciate it. And if you want to see exactly what they found, follow Catherine Herridge over on Twitter. Definitely do that. She is the one. She is the tip of the spear on this thing, along with Grassley, who is getting all of this stuff exposed. But while you're there and you're following Catherine Herridge over on Twitter, why don't you go ahead and follow me? It's pretty easy. At Charlie on Air. That's the way you find me over on Twitter. I'd love to have a few more. Always want more Twitter followers. That's great. But they've been lying about this stuff forever. So again, getting back to the president's physical fitness initiative, they're going to be calling this all the phobias that you can imagine. And again, that's why they hate this ad with Sydney Sweeney. They've been wanting, to normalize obesity in this country. And all of a sudden, you started seeing these obese models at Sports Illustrated, Calvin Klein. All of these brands were coming out with these plus size models. And folks, I don't care who you are, that's just not healthy. I don't know what they were trying to push in this country, but it was to our detriment. But they've done that with everything. They were the ones that were screaming about how tariffs are. By July 4th, it's going to be a disaster. Well, it's July 31st. No disaster. In fact, far from it. We've had success after success after success as far as these tariffs are concerned. And tonight at midnight is the deadline. And I will promise you, the President Trump's team is working hard because those phones are blowing up right now with countries wanting to get in on a deal with the president over tariffs. They may have been stragglers out there, but I will promise you, when they're looking at just a few hours away, 5 hours and 7 minutes, they know that deadline's coming. Oh, they're ready to negotiate now, I promise you. So just signed a big deal with South Korea. That was huge. You got the big deal with the European Union. And they kept telling them for years, during the whole Trump administration, that Trump recession was coming. In fact, Scott Jennings talked about this over on CNN.
Well, I would just like to go, but I'd like to build a DeLorean and go back to April, when everybody here was predicting likely to cause a recession. Investment stops and a recession happens. They're not talking about a U.S. recession. They're talking about a global recession.
What's happening in
April,
lead
to
Scott?
Recession. Eventually, there being a reception.
Palpable panic on Wall Street. Red numbers and worries about something else that starts with an R. Recession.
You called the recession. You took your shoe off.
And Joe, would you like to see that again?
You took your shoe off. You brought cookies out.
15%.
You took your shoe off and you said there was going to be a recession.
Listen, economic circumstances have now been put in place that most Wall Street economists of senior note say are likely to cause a recession.
GDP is 3%.
Too early to give a final verdict.
Right, Scott,
it's too what early. Was, just a second, Abby. He's basically calling me out here. It's too early to give a final verdict on the tariffs. You may wish to, but at the moment, it can't be said what the long-term effect is going
Richard,
to be.
I am just a journalist, and all
Scott,
I
know you're not
all I can
Scott.
Do is read the economic data.
It's a bit of a stretch.
3% GDP.
Yep, GDP 3% growth. Inflation stagnant, which is all good. Jobs numbers are good, but they were calling for the recession, but that has not happened. That's why Jerome Powell won't reduce the interest rate. Boy, if he did, this economy would absolutely skyrocket. Truly would. So we'll see what happens again. Let me just check in real quick with the sheriff's debate over there at the Facebook page as they are streaming some of that live. I believe still hasn't started yet. Should be starting very, very soon. We'll get those candidates up on the dais. And Joey Hudson and Tara Servatius is going to be answering those questions. This is going to be a big race. As far as Spartanburg County is concerned, and I believe right now the candidates are taking the stage. They're going to be introduced, and the questions will commence coming up here in just a matter of moments. All right, folks, we're going to get out of here. We will see you. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Tara is going to have the results of the straw poll that is going to be taken tonight after the debate. You don't want to miss out on that. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all have a lovely evening. As always, God bless. Buckle up. Bye, y'all.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.